Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, Monday, the winter meetings, I guess really Sunday night, the winter meetings get underway. We had the beginning of the show today. We're talking about Jack Curry's report about a quiet Yankee offseason. We've already seen Devin Williams go to the Mets. And, of course, the Giants looking for a coach. The Giannis rumors would have me thinking, as cold as it is right now, what are my five New York sports predictions before the ground thaws?
Before the ground thaws?
So that's what? Like
March?
April? March?
Well, whenever this winter ends. It could be March. It could be April. Okay. So that's card subject to change.
So basically your predictions for the next 4 months.
Yeah, because there's a lot on the table. It's very cold out. Let's see what happens this winter. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I was actually just reading the Cinco title. That's stupid. Number five, not a single solitary interesting thing about the Knicks season will change before the ground thaws. No monster Giannis trade, no free fall in the standings. The Knicks have already advanced to Yankees territory in terms of nothing really matters until the playoffs now.
I think that is spot on. And by the way, Knicks fans, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
What he just said, it means no catastrophic injury, nothing crazy.
Ride the status quo.
Just ride that status quo to the two of the one seat.
Right, and get there and then ball.
That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The Mets will sign one more ex-Yankee.
Well, there's some options.
There are.
Cody Bellinger, Luke Weaver. Maybe they really build the Yankee bullpen into the Met bullpen.
Johnny Loaisiga.
Yeah, I mean, that's a minor one, but okay, sure. Anyone else? Who else?
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's minor or major. It's just they're available.
We're going to have that Yankee conversation again.
Would Harrison Bader count as one? He's a former Yankee, but from years ago?
So not who I was really thinking, but if it counts, it counts.
Wasn't he a former Met after he was a former Yankee?
He was, but I'm just
so that doesn't matter. That doesn't count.
That would not qualify?
Yeah, because he already did it.
All right, just asking.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
The Giants will hire a head coach who is currently employed as a head coach somewhere else right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who do you like?
Mike Tomlin.
Could be Tomlin. Could be McVay. I don't know.
McVay?
You never know.
Sean McVay?
You never know. You never know. It could be Zach Taylor. It could be Kevin Stefanski.
Right, but the thing about those guys you mentioned are guys that could be fired. Kevin Stefanski could be fired. Mike Tomlin could be fired or broken up with. Sean McVay right now is the head coach of probably the team to beat in the NFC despite what happened on Sunday.
Hold on. Let me position it this way. Would you trade for him?
Yes.
So there you go. You could be right, Sean.
Could be right. Maybe he looks for a change.
He's one of those guys that you would trade for.
Yep. Oh, I agree with you.
100%.
He's a ginger like myself. Much better looking than me, but nevertheless, both gingers.
Okay, here we go.
Number two.
We alluded to this in the open, but I think it stands out. The Yankees' biggest offseason move this winter is going to be a trade, not a free agency ad.
Feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, who? You got anyone in mind? Sandy Alcantara?
Well, here's the thing. If they re-sign Cody Bellinger, Sean, is that a major move? Or is that just we had him last year.
I think here's the thing. It is a major move, but because the Yankees had him last year,
right.
I think the Yankees are going to make some sort of addition. And I ultimately think it's going to come via some sort of big trade. Now, you mentioned who? Maybe it's Sandy Alcantara. Maybe they don't sign Bellinger and it's a trade for Steven Kwan. They're going to do something where you're like, oh, wow, that's a trade I didn't see coming. Something like that is happening with the Yankees.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one thing I think will happen for the ground thaws is the Mets will not have both Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso on their roster. Mm. Only one.
Yeah. Starting to feel like Pete's getting positioned elsewhere.
Getting positioned elsewhere.
Yeah, I just saw a thing. This is social media, so who the hell knows?
You saw a thing, social media.
Yeah, on social media.
The way you're setting this up, I'm like already disgusted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You saw a thing on social media. Go ahead.
That the Red Sox are going to be heavy for Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but I think we already knew that, don't
we? I know.
We?
Yeah. But I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, but here's the thing that's interesting about the Red Sox. So I've read numerous reports about their interest. I don't think they're signing multiple big free agents. Mm-hmm. They could keep Alex Bregman, they could steal Pete Alonso, or they can bring back Kyle Schwarber, because he used to be a Red Sox.
Yeah, true.
But don't
you think Bregman has so many suitors?
Yes. Yeah, I think Bregman's got a lot of suitors, but I think all three of those guys are targets of the Red Sox. The question is, and I don't know the answer to this, is who is their primary target? Who is the guy, if they're ranking those three and they're only going to sign one of them?
Now I got to go find this post, because I think it said that they're... according to reports, the Red Sox top target is Pete Alonso.
All right. I will help you out. This is a report from The Athletic.
Yes.
From Jen McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the title of her article is Kyle Schwarber versus Pete Alonso. Is she stealing our material?
What the hell?
Which free agent slugger fits the Red Sox better?
She must be listening on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. With the winter meeting set to commence next week, Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber are both primary targets. That's how she lists it. Someone who is a threat who can hit the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something we're going to pursue, according to Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer.
Sounds like both of those guys.
Will it be both or one? Because I think it's only one. And
then
it comes
down to what their money situation is like. I mean, they spent so much. I'm talking about the Fenway Sports Group. They spent so much money on Liverpool.
By the way, I you know what? I'll tell you, in this article in The Athletic, there is a scenario where they sign both. Wow. And they would share the DH spot. So the Red Sox could very well destroy the NL East by taking Pete from us. And Schwarber, by the way, Sean, that's got to scare you.
It definitely would. I wonder if it would. If they had a combined press conference, if they then declared the NL East over at that point, if they got both.
And then they'd start calling us little brother.
Yes.
Sean's Cinco inspired my brain to start moving here. He said the Mets will only sign Edwin Diaz or Pete Alonso, only one of them.
Yeah. They will not get both.
Okay, let's say they sign Edwin Diaz, right? Sean, what was the other one? You said they'd sign a former Yankee. Okay.
Yeah, Bellinger. Okay.
Okay, well, not Bellinger. Let's say the Mets sign Kyle Schwarber. They'd need a first baseman, right? How about former Yankee?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Bingo.
That would count.
Great defensively. Former Yankee. They had interest in him last year. Evan would love it. Is that even like...
Do we know what he wants to do?
Oh, he's going to accept a one-year, $9 million deal.
And
he's
can platoon at first base with a lefty.
Because he did it last year, willingly.
Yeah, I think, though, I have to admit, I don't have the music ready, but suggesting Paul Goldschmidt as a Mets signing, kind of a Rico topic. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Feels like you've turned our show into the Rico now, Tom.
No, I was just playing off the Cinco. That's not fair.
We only get the, Evan, you're doing a Rico, if you start talking about a Rico topic and you don't stop talking about a Rico topic.
So
Rico Borgagna.
So I didn't start in breaking out Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I didn't get deep enough.
All right, fair enough.
We weren't five minutes into it yet.
That would qualify in Sean's prediction. All right, good Cinco. We appreciate it.
All right, see you guys later.
Thank you, Sean. Let's get to your calls, then we'll put Tommy on trial for a potential L-wearing situation. 888-808-1019. Ben is in Brooklyn. Good early evening to you, Ben.
How are you doing, Evan and Tiki?
What's up?
Good, what's up?
Good. First of all, I just want to say I want to wish you guys a ton of luck in, the next stage in your careers, and obviously still going to be listening as a diehard fan. I was just going to say, I know Abdul Carter, I spoke of him last time I got on. He had asked before the season to wear number 56 for Lawrence Taylor, but maybe he should look to wear number 46 in honor of the 46th president, because he's sleeping all the time. So I was just saying,
How long did it take you to write that
one?
That was well thought out.
I mean, presented
very well.
I didn't even know where he was going with the number thing. Listen, I remember saying to you guys a while ago when this controversy occurred that he was thinking of wearing LT's number or asking, mm-hmm. even Phil Simms' number. Obviously, it was never going to happen.
Right.
But it was also, why put undue pressure on yourself?
Yeah.
And I think that some of the discourse around Abdul Carter is, of course, about what's happening, falling asleep, missing meetings. But you gave fans who are disappointed in you to begin with extra reason to be mad at you by even having the audacity to ask.
It's like he was elevating the expectation. It was already high because he was a top five pick, but it got even more so when you were thinking about comparing yourself to all-time giant greats. And he was 11 in college. That's where that came from?
Yes.
That one's a little bit different. Because he was 11 in college. Everybody wants to wear their college number, especially everybody wants to wear these smaller numbers now on the defensive side of the ball. But the LT thing, that was comparing yourself to the greatest ever in Giant history.
And there was no reason to do it.
No.
And it just adds more pressure to you. It does not make sense. Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on Trent Grisham, but I wanted to kind of like lay the groundwork a little bit. So, at the top of the offseason, I thought that offering Trent Grisham the qualifying offer was a brilliant move. I thought if he accepts it, great, because at the end of the day, they're saying this isn't going to interrupt with their plans to get mm-hmm. Bellinger or Tucker, and you create kind of a logjam in the outfield, probably able to move one of these outfield prospects in return for starting pitcher, relief help, whatever. I told you guys about like Alcantara and Ronnie Enriquez from Miami as a trade possibility, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So now it looks like the reports are, I don't know, Bellinger's getting a little pricey. So my question for you guys is, at the end of the day, if they don't end up landing Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, or some crazy trade for somebody like Fernando Tatis Jr., which Evan said no way in hell is going to happen without Cam Schlittler, if they don't end up landing something like that, is the qualifying offer to Trent Grisham an unmitigated failure by Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner?
I think in the offseason, maybe. But I think it's going to be determined on what kind of season Trent Grisham has.
Yes, and that's a great, great point that we need to at least acknowledge.
Yeah.
If Trent Grisham repeats his success of 2025, he is worth $22 million.
So 100%.
He's worth it. Like, $22 million, if you're going to hit 34 home runs and drive in 86 runs for a center fielder, that's pretty good. Here's where I've been moved, because when we were talking about the qualifying offer, I was always supportive of them offering it to him.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a win-win. If he leaves, great, I get a draft pick. If he doesn't leave, I have this quality player on a one-year deal. But I always did it under the belief that $22 million was not going to cost them making other moves. I figured if you're going to make the qualifying offer, knowing there's a damn good chance he's going to take it, it would be irresponsible to do it thinking that that's going to clog up money to spend on important other pieces. If that turns out to be the case, that it does clog up your spending, then I don't agree with the move.
Yeah, I agree, because it hamstrings you in making your team better. And that's what every team needs, especially teams like the Yankees that are right there at the precipice but haven't quite been able to get fully over the hill. You don't want to be stuck because you signed a guy.
Yep. And now look, if Trent Grisham hits 185... this is an all-time disaster to the point that he made. Ed is in Melbourne, Florida. What's shaking today, Ed?
How you doing, Evan? No disrespect to Tiki, but this is a phone call for you.
Okay.
And I want to first wish you guys a happy holiday season, all of you there and your families.
Thank you.
And I just got a wonderful Christmas present for my daughter, your book.
Nice.
I got to tell you, let me sing your praises for the book for a second. That book unlocked a part of me that I've been missing for years, which is my youth. The beautiful book. Your book says you'll laugh and you'll cry, and I did that exactly. It was a wonderful, wonderful
book.
That's
very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope one day I meet you and I could give you a hug. It really made my holiday season because, like you, I started scoring at 8 years old. My godfather took me to see a Nolan Ryan one-hitter against the Phillies.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
Yeah, and I stopped at 18, and the night I stopped was the worst night of all to stop. So, you know, I just did it for 10 years. You kept going, and like I said, wonderful book. Thank you for everything.
Really. I appreciate that. I'd love to give you a hug. I'll be in Florida for spring training.
That book would be my Mets Bible.
Oh, that's right. I should promote it.
Written and voiced by... there isn't one in here. There was one in here.
Where the hell is all the My Mets Bibles gone? I thought I had five in here.
They're redoing the studio, so they probably took them.
No, I know what happened, and I'm honored by it. I think BT wanted to read it again, so he took it. I appreciate it. I have no idea where it is. says, I share seats with Brandon, so I'm just assuming he took it. Nah, he wouldn't take it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, I shouldn't read this email, but I kind of want to.
Why?
I want to because it's from a 13-year-old diehard listener of Evan and Tiki, and I find that to be really cool.
As long as it's not a Rico.
No, it is about this program.
Oh, excellent.
And
but delivered to the Rico B at Gmail.
Well, I think what's happened with the Rico B email account, which is the Rico B at gmail.com, is it's become an all-encompassing email account.
It's become effectively the Evan and Tiki email as well.
In a lot of ways.
Excellent. Thank you, 13-year-old.
I have to read it because he's 13. It's a great question. He has a great idea, but I have to rephrase his question as in a hypothetical because we can't confirm this.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Mr. Roberts.
Ooh, respect.
Thank you for the great radio shows. I'm 13 years old and have been listening to Evan and Tiki since it began. I heard you say something yesterday on The Fan that there may be some supposed changes being made to the program. So I have a question. If you and Tiki do get moved to an earlier time slot, would you continue to do the Cinco de Fivo? I really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy the Cincos and catalog every one of them.
Wow.
I'm currently making a Cinco de Fivo of the best and the worst Cinco de Fivos of all time. This is so all great so far. We appreciate it. If you and Tiki do indeed make that move, I have a new name for the Cinco de Fivo.
Well, okay, since we can't comment, let's hear it, just in case.
The Cinco de... Hold on. Thomas, I love this idea, and I can't thank you enough for sending this email. The Cinco de Luncho.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Because people will take their lunch breaks just to listen.
It's not bad.
That is not a bad one.
I have one slight issue.
Which is?
I'm not going to say it. I actually forgot.
What?
You know me. I'm very, like, overprepared.
Yeah?
What if I, last night, already made a song? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I did not do that. Or maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Did you?
I can't confirm that.
Do you want to preview the song?
I cannot do that. No, I can't do that. You know what, Thomas? Thank you so much for the email. Tiki and I and upper management, and by upper management, I mean Morash and Tommy, we will all consider this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.